just want to get out of this alley. Okay. We made it out of the alley. That was a real fucked up move that that car just pulled, turning in front of another car. Well, it was fucked up, what that guy just did. We need to get away from where the baseball is happening because there are too many people walking around out here. Thank you. building a new PC. Yeah, I might do that. I haven't really given it too much thought. Yeah, I'm getting to be about due, I suppose. There are a lot of cars trying to make this turn that I'm making, and it's a long line of cars. Oh, I gotta get gas. I have to wake up early tomorrow. Go to the airport. Thank you. We got a lot of stuff recorded today. Slow moving shit right here. That dude just leaning on that parking meter. Just living. Adam Sandler is here on May 19th. The Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. I mean, I guess he would fill up a place like that. He's still Adam Sandler. Guy's in a lot of movies. What is that set like? How much of that is him playing the guitar, you think? Hey, I know it's May, but here's that Hanukkah song. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam Sandler. Think Adam Sandler has a lot of new material these days? What would his act even be? Should I see that show and find out? Like, no, right? Like, under no circumstances. Adam Sandler had something to offer us once. That first comedy album he put out was pretty good in its day. I liked him on Saturday Night Live. I even liked those first couple of movies at the time. Happy Gilmore is probably still okay. I bet Billy Madison is fucking impossible to watch now. I was not super into it then. But I don't know. I have some fond feelings for Happy Gilmore, I guess. And the rest is just a blur. I don't know. Like what? The Wedding Singer. That's an Adam Sandler movie. I mean, he did worse than The Wedding Singer. I like Bulletproof, the Adam Sandler, and I guess it's Damon Wayans, right? I liked Bulletproof. Digital vapor cigarettes available here. We're stopping. Waterboy. I kind of couldn't handle Waterboy. Waterboy was maybe too much for me at the time. Click? I don't know what Click is. Is that a movie? I never saw Little Nicky because I'm not crazy. He had a God remote. Okay. Little Nicky. God, that looked terrible. Looked so bad. Punch Drunk Love. That was a different kind of thing, wasn't it? I mean, like, certainly Adam Sandler was the star of that movie, but it wasn't an Adam Sandler movie, right? And then at some point, his idiot friends started making movies of their own, and Grandma's Boy came out, which I refused to see on principle. After we had to... I did not have to interact with them directly, but they made an appearance on one of our shows. And... sucked. So I think we all kind of made a solemn vow at that point that we were never going to see that movie. I should ask Rich if he ever saw Grandma's Boy. I've had people who, like, work in video games say, oh, no, man, Grandma's Boy's amazing. It's perfect. And it just bums me out so much. From the little bits and pieces of that movie that I did see flipping through channels or, you know, catching a roommate watching it or something like that before I made my way out of the room, it looks fucking so goddamn bad. I don't remember a damn thing about The Wedding Singer now. He live in the basement? He live in his mom's basement? Isn't that part of that movie? Best to not think about it. I hope that you
you ain't thinking I don't hear about the bullshit you talk in the streets, man. Like if I keep coming round shining, you gon' fuck around and put me to sleep, man. You better ring the alarm, cause if you plan on bringing me home, you better have an army with you. Better ring the alarm, cause if you plan on bringing me home, you better have an army with you. Niggas mad at the way that my diamonds clinging out, or the fact that I be in Cali chilling at Pinky House. Salty cause I'm popping rosé and they sipping Guinness style. When I hit the club, I don't stay, nigga, I'm in and out. I don't like no fake ass niggas be in my face, trying to get me tapped when they wanna be in my place. I got a little news for them niggas who like to talk a lot. I'm strapped in the club, yo, heater was in the parking lot. Tipsy, yeah, I might be slipping, I don't ever do. Eyes wide open, bitch, I'm 20 steps ahead of you. That's right. Waiting on niggas to bust a move. If it pop off, I'ma let the clock off and take a nigga top off. Niggas don't be knowing who they playing with. Niggas don't be thinking when they saying shit. When I run up on you with the K and shit, I ain't tryna hear you niggas explain this shit. I'm about to blow this nigga top off. I'm about to blow this nigga top off. I'm about to blow this nigga top off. I'm about to blow this nigga top off.
Warning. The Drama King is in the building.
And it ain't Shade Boat Boss, Street Speaker Radio.
Yeah.
JK Slate, Drama King in the building. Jazzy Bell TV's in the motherfucking building. Hell Rell's in the building.
Got my nigga JB in the building.
JB's in the building.
Young JB from the prisons.
What up?
What are you talking about? I'm Newark. Hell, what's up, my nigga?
Oh, man, get into a bag. Get into a motherfucking bag.
Yo, man, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, and it has to make sense in order to make dollars.
That's a you fact, man. You
know
what I'm saying?
No.
Oh. I don't too much.
Wisdom.
Unless I fuck with a nigga. Oh, man, call me, nigga. Call me about some money.
Bruh. So, no, I'm pretty much on my alligator ship, man. I be hearing a lot of old people. I'm a dinosaur. Dinosaurs died off, man.
Yeah, that's real.
I'm an alligator. I adapt to anything. So, you know, I'm adapting to this new shit, this new wave, this new generation. With no compromise, though. I ain't adapting to, like, switching my style or, you know, painting my nails or wearing tight jeans. I ain't with none of that shit.
Not a fuckery.
Yeah, so,
super duper fuckery.
Man, so, you know, we just readjusting and getting to where we need to go.
That's why I got to tell her, hell. You know what I'm saying? Because I be having to make my shit
right
the way I want it now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Niggas, sized up and shit.
Yeah, niggas be having, niggas walking around here with no muscles, with muscle shirts on.
Nah, we ain't doing no.
You know what I'm saying? Word up.
This generation crazy.
We ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, to each his own, though. Y'all rock out.
Nah, to each his own. I salute the young niggas. You know, yeah. It's a lot of young, weird niggas, but, you know, I salute them.
Because a lot of these niggas is the crack babies.
Yeah.
Based
yeah.
On the, they are. You know what I'm saying? The coke and the crack babies now. And you understand what I'm saying? That's why, like, back then niggas would have a one-on-one, they fight you, whatever.
Right.
These niggas is crazy. Like, right. The minute they get to certain, first thing they do is go grab a weapon.
These niggas is crazy.
And bust. So, like, they think about kill. Then niggas is talking about when nigga get locked up, they talking about freedom.
Oh,
nigga, you just watched them kill five people and you talking about freedom. Now, I don't feel anybody should go to the pen, but
right.
Nigga, say judge be lenient on the sentencing. Judge me. Let's do some of them
shirts. Show my nigga some mercy.
Show some mercy. Yeah, free him.
You just can't say free him, nigga.
Yeah, you wasting your breath. They're not going to fucking free him.
You shooting in broad daylight. Yeah. Straight bullet hit little Tasha. Are you crazy?
Exactly.
Exactly.
What the fuck is wrong with
that's
you?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, like, I never understood that shit. Like,
wasting their money with the free this t-shirts.
It's never going to happen.
You could campaign for the rest of your life. He got life.
Take that money and put it towards their lawyers. And their appeal or whatever. But that is just a fucking waste of time. I never understood that.
Mm-hmm.
You watch
free day day.
Yo, a nigga be sitting in there with you. You know what I'm saying? Talking about yo, I killed 10 niggas, man.
Nah, I be on Instagram. And I just be scrolling. And I know. I seen 5 accidental murders, man.
Disgusting.
Little girls. Niggas shot in the club. Shot all type of weird shit. And niggas go free my nigga. Oh, I can, my nigga, I'm like, yo, this ain't killed a little girl, B.
Yeah.
After you kill a little girl, it's like, I disassociate myself from you. my nigga.
Mm-hmm. You, gotta, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, now yeah. I just know you. You ain't my nigga no more.
Yeah.
But isn't it crazy how, when it comes to us and black people, like, when we do something like that, we have that mindset, which right. I think is rational.
Right.
But you got a situation just now with the officer, the Asian dude that killed a Kai Gurley. He gets off. They say be lenient towards him.
Nah.
And they lessen his charge, and he only gets probation.
No, because he's police.
Yeah, he's police, and you know he's part of the
system. But he made a mistake. It
yeah,
was an accident.
Yeah, let's be
but
real.
Listen, he's still, real. To me... We never talked about this, though, okay? I did put this in the weekly rundown, but since we're on that whole accidental murder,
yeah.
Like you said, if it was Day-Day that killed Lil Tasha, throw him in jail and throw away the key.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right.
So I don't see how the same rules don't apply to a police
because
officer that is, he admitted to making the mistake.
Because they put it in the
it's
line.
Like our lives really don't matter.
No,
nah,
they don't.
Cliche,
put it in
it's
line.
Like it really doesn't matter.
Because as crazy as it sounds, they make it that he did that in the pursuit of protecting.
Negative.
And hear me. Hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying.
I just feel bad.
They saying that
he
was protecting and disturbing, but he made the mistake.
First of all,
that's what they call it. It's dumb shit. It's
right.
Stupid. It makes no sense.
You protect and serve once you put on that blue suit and that badge. That's your
right.
job. You know, and then they want to say his intentions weren't to kill anybody. Who? How can you say that as a cop? Your intentions is to either kill or be killed. You know, once you are a cop, that it's a possibility that you can die today. Right? You put that out there once you decided to be a cop. And if you're not ready to die, then you're ready to kill somebody else. So get out of here with that intention bullshit. I never understood that logic.
Bottom line is, I think that they need to have black cops.
Police in black neighborhoods. That's a fact.
I don't like that either.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, I see what you said. I'm just saying it's not justifiable as to why that man is a cop and you patrolling a black neighborhood, and if you're fearful of us, you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, what I just said.
No,
though.
I'm saying no, but that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it. No, it's
don't
not
say,
right in no way.
I'm fearful if I go through the pink houses in Brooklyn. I'm fearful. Is it because I'm black? I should
but you
be
ain't
okay.
Gotta police
but if you're,
it, though.
But if you're
but
scared, don't go.
But don't be a cop, is what I'm saying.
No, but this is what I'm trying to say to you.
Why is it okay because
it's
I'm black?
It's not okay.
That my black ass should
but
patrol
that's why
the pink houses. You from the jungle, bitch. You get it. You're not scared.
Not for you.
Is. You feel what I'm saying?
But
all I'm trying to
two black cops driving by the projects and seeing some niggas stand in front of a building. Can decipher they just stand in front of a building
exactly.
And not packing guns.
Exactly.
The white cops, no disrespect, just automatically assume they're up to crime.
And something is wrong with that.
Yeah,
mentality.
That's fucked
that's
up.
What I mean. It goes deeper than that. So to give this man a slap on the wrist, let's really dissect it and say, you know what, as an Asian cop.
Thank you. masked era, however brief it was. Paul Stanley's song for Kiss, Lick It Up, Lick It Up, 1983, and the Big 80s tonight. It's Mark Goodman. Welcome. We've got Cyndi Lauper coming up a few songs away. I'm happy that she is still not only just like alive and kicking, she's just doing great stuff. She's in all new areas, areas that we wouldn't have expected from her in the 80s. She, we all know now about the musical Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah, we all
still
know.
A smash on Broadway, but she's got a country record coming out May the 6th, which we've heard a little bit of. And man, great voice is great voice, I guess. She nails it. Can't wait for the rest of it. Cyndi's coming up. This is Phil Collins, the Big 80s on 8.
Thank you. Happy Hump Day. Hopefully your Wednesday night, not too bad. Josiah right now. This Wednesday, Sirius XMU. Music soon from The Kills, Bell and Sebastian. Old school, if you're feeling sinister, Bell and Sebastian.
Rush Ave now.
Right behind her, and Michelle McLeod, as she mentioned, over $50,000 already in the sperm. I'm 2016, by far the best year that she has ever had. And remember, Amy Wilson, Michelle had a great regular national finals rodeo last year. You got to interview her after, what, one go-round win, I think, or maybe two, I forget. But she is right now, she and that stallion are on a roll.
Yeah, they really are. I saw her run from Corpus Christi, and it was beautiful.
Amazing auction items like taking a selfie with Selena Gomez. Sponsored by the California Earthquake Authority, it's the annual auction to support the American Red Cross. Bid at Get Prepared California.
Like a pinata. Fuck you, blue Balenciaga. Robin Lee with the phone pass. In the club and I'm a blink box. Blood is with me, whoop, whoop, whoop. No sense, tripping, ain't no creeping fool. She's a piece of 10K gold. I'm a fucking fool, you better act cool. Trippers in my backyard. Trying to kill, I was born a deal. I was on the hill, RIP too. Want to rest in peace, cool for deal. But daddy backed out, you don't fuck a dog. He can imagine see the pack it out. You hating on me, I don't give a fuck. I'm a street nigga, you can walk me that. I'm in pin burn with a lot of hoes. Young nigga with a bankroll. Straight to 5 hours in the hood. My mama stayed on Glenwood. 17 with a 38. Don't fuck around and make me 38. 24 hours out trying to get it. I won't wait no first 48.
One of the craziest records in the A-Town right now. Salute the Nitty, what's up? Slur Rich Radio, Hood Rich, Pablo Juan is on the way. We live, let's go.
See me like a pinata. Fuck you, Luba Lizzie. Robin J with the phone pass. In the club, I'm a blink ball. Blood is hitting, whoop, whoop, whoop. No sense, tripping, ain't no creeping fool. She's a piece of 10K gold. I'm a fucking fool. Hood Rich, Hood Rich, Hood Rich. Trippin' shovels in my backyard. Train to kill, I was going to deal. I was on the hill, RIP too. Want to rest in peace, cool for deal. But daddy backed out, you don't fuck a dog. He can imagine see the pack it out. You ain't know me, I don't give a fuck. I'm a street nigga, you can walk me that. I'm in pin burn with a lot of hoes. Young nigga with a bankroll. Straight to 5 hours in the hood. My mama stayed on Glenwood. 17 with a 38. Don't fuck around and make me 38. 24 hours, I was trying to get it. I won't wait no first 48.
Everywhere, three rolls in my cup. Hey, 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 hey Trey G's son, a niece.
I guess I should get to bed early tonight since I gotta wake up so early tomorrow. I haven't packed yet. I gotta get gas. I gotta get gas. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to waking up that early and driving to the airport. It's a suck-ass drive. I can only hope that I'm, like, getting on the road before there will be bad traffic and it's, like, relatively easy going. Mixer the sucky drive, maybe. It might help make sure I stay awake.
Stay in line with you. See a nigga like me shining. better stay in line with. See a nigga like me shining. My grind style family never been about fame. Days I wasn't able, there was always came. 4.5, I'll get you in the game. Anything less is just a goddamn shame. Guess the way my watch, I put chips in the face. Glock with 2 tips, whoever gets in the way. Not to mention the hideaway that rests by the lake. Consider my raw demeanor, the icing on the cake. I'm king like a cripple. Balance weight through the hood, kids call me Mr. Sniffles. Other hand on my nickel. Plated whistle, one eye closed, I'll hit you. As if I was Slick Rick, my aim is still an issue. Lose your soul in whichever palm I'm holding. One will leave you frozen, the other nodding toes, and I'm grinding, Jack.
Motherfucker. agree as an audience that the sombrero is the most racist hat ever?
No.
All right. I'm home. I've got a lot to do between now and tomorrow morning. So I'm going to go do that. See you later.